Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Sip With Me. I'm your host, Ioana Kekatos.
And I'm your host, Aaron Carlson. We'll release an episode for you every Monday morning, which means you can listen to us during your commute, after work workout, or even enjoy a drink with us during your very own Monday night happy hour.
And who doesn't like to have a little fun on a Monday night? Don't forget to subscribe, review, and share our show.
And be sure to follow us on Instagram at sipwithme_ for the latest episode updates, news, and all of your favorite cocktail creations. Merry Pinkmas and happy, happy holidays, Chicago. Ioana and I are live on set today. Literally, we are surrounded by a team of talented people working. So if you hear hammers or, you know, a vodka bottle popping open, don't be surprised. We are here at Pink Wonderland, which is opening tomorrow, December 1st. And we are here with the talented team behind Pink Wonderland. Literally, it is stunning. It is
it's so
pink. It's so Sip With Me. And we are here just to learn a little more about it and talk about how they made all these holiday vibes come together. So welcome to Sip With Me.
Hi, guys. We're very excited.
Hi, I'm King Ines. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so introduce yourselves and then just like, you guys are so interesting, and like, you seem to have like 30 hats. So tell us, like, what do you do? Like, what is your title? What is your role? And how did you land in Pink Wonderland?
Like I said, my name is King Ines. I started working for V5 as a DJ. And so pretty much we're a big collective. V5 is a marketing company, and under V5 we do a bunch of pop-ups, we do tours, we do after parties, we do clubs. We do like pretty much all things fun, entertainment, lifestyle, all that. And so as I just got more involved with the team over the years, you know, I got recognized for a lot of my creative ideas and stuff, and I figured, well, this is something that I enjoy doing, and it feels like I have a good place here. These people are already like my family at this point, so I'm just gonna take the next level and start bringing these ideas to life, because I have a team that's willing to bring ideas with me to life, and we have the resources to do it. So that's how I started getting involved, and then from there, it just one thing fell into the next thing, like fell into place, and then pink came about, and we're like, yes, I love pink, I love all things pink, I love Christmas, I love the holidays, and I just thought it would be a perfect place for me to like express my vision and creativity and help bring it to life.
Awesome.
And I'm Miriam, also been working with V5 for a little over a decade now.
Woo! Nice!
I started off as a photographer, then just made my way into other things. V5 is really, really good about just recognizing talent and then helping you highlight that talent in whatever things they have going on. Like King said, we've worked on tours, concerts, we curate events all over the city. We're a Latin marketing company, so that's what we specialize in. But we do everything. And then especially during the holidays, we run about 4 to 5 pop-ups here alone in the city. And this year is our first time ever doing a Pink Wonderland. And we're very, very excited. And we're content creators, we're social media managers, DJs, music curators, vibe curators.
Yeah, so, okay, yeah, that literally matches your Instagrams when we talked to you. We were like, wait, like, they do this and this and this. So, yeah, we're honored to be here in Pink Wonderland with you. So, Pink Wonderland, many people, especially like in our age group and people who listen to the podcast, have seen your content on TikTok or Instagram. There's one in Chicago, one in New York, and obviously it is a very unique concept. It's something, I mean, we had to jump on the bandwagon because it was so cool. No, there's not. So for folks that maybe want to know a little bit more about it or who don't know what it is and need to check it out, like, how would you describe the pop-up Pink Wonderland?
So I would describe it as like the winter wonderland of your dreams. Like, it's a whole different take on just the classic Christmas vibes. Obviously, a lot of people just love the Christmas vibes when it comes to the lights, the warmth, the drinks, the coziness, but we wanted to take a whole different turn on that and like, how can we make Christmas already as like lovable as it is, how can we take that and make it even more lovable, even more fun, even more warm? And I think also a big thing that plays into the role of like pink is the femininity to it. And when you think of femininity, you think of warmth, love, and things like that. And I think it plays a really big role in the Pink Wonderland because especially that there's a lot of women on the team, you know, me and Miriam, and we also just did a whole all-girls tour for the past, mm-hmm. this is our second year doing the all-girls tour. So like a lot of that plays into everything we do, and we think that it's super important to highlight women in every aspect of life in the world. And so I think that take on that femininity and just like kind of, you know, the homage to women, because that's what I think, when I think of pink, that's what I think, you know? And so I think that was really what we kind of like steered in that direction to change the classic, just have a classic twist on Christmas and just how can we add that more fun love experience with a whole different vibe.
And like modern, chic, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Screw Santa Claus. It's
I know.
The year
and
of Mrs.
Like
Claus.
I feel like pink Christmas is trending. Like, I feel like the last couple of years, so
pink-mas.
Many people are doing pink-mas. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have my dining room right now is pink-mas.
Really?
I needed, like, a separate room where I could just explode with pink Christmas, which I
love.
I'm interested to know, because I think we started, like, emailing a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So tell us about, like, the process, because I know you guys have done a lot in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
What has it been like just from the start to now? And how, like, sourcing all the decor.
I how do you
like,
make a pop-up?
How does this even come to light? Share more about, like, that process.
Like you guys mentioned earlier, our team is massive. And there's so many people getting reached out to from different ends of the team. Like, we're the ones who handle the social media. We're the ones who put out the content. There's a team that's in charge of labor and decor. And I mean, do you want to elaborate? It's just, there's so many people.
Yeah, exactly like Miriam said, it's like a chain effect. There's everybody who plays their role. We all play our roles right. And that's the most important part is like everyone has to play their role right for something like this big to fall into place mm-hmm. the right way. And we all each like, we all step into different roles sometimes too. Like when it comes to ideas, decor, even like suggestions and stuff, like even when we started pink and you know it was still bounce and nothing was in place yet, everything was we were like, okay, here's the vision, here are the things that we're referencing, and then you know Miriam and I and a couple other members of the team were at all these stores in the suburbs trying to find all the
She was
like, these are from Hobby Lobby.
Like,
literally, like, I'm wow. calling, like, at home and yeah. Hobby Lobby, like, what do you guys have in stock? So, yeah. it's, like, we play a role in everything as long as, like, we're just trying to help the team and make sure that we can keep everything flowing in that direction. So we all do a little bit of everything, and it's, like, all about who can, you know, what we can bring to the table and make this all come to life together.
I feel like it's so magical, because when you walk in, especially having gone to Bounce, like, back in my early and mid-20s, it's, like, it looks like a completely different space, in my opinion. I just feel like it transports you to, like, a winter wonderland
yeah.
of pink.
If you walk in here, you're not going to be
disappointed. No, it does not, yeah, it's
it
so
It definitely
amazing.
Lives up to the hype.
Yeah.
Something, so we're a cocktail hour themed mm-hmm. podcast, and I've seen some of your drinks mm-hmm. online. So just walk people through a couple of the pink themed cocktails that you have.
Oh, that was so fun. Making the drink menu was like the best.
Tasting them was also the
yeah.
best.
Yes.
It was super fun. It was a good experience too because we had dozens of different cocktails, and we obviously had to narrow it down because you can't have like 50 cocktails yeah. on a menu. Mm-hmm. So it was just like a little bit of everything, being considerate of, you know, our clientele, of the theme, of, you know, also the, having the diversity in the drinks. But mm-hmm. we can go into the drinks, man.
The drinks, personally, we have two frozen drinks, right?
Yes, we do. We have the pink flurry, and then we have Santa's milk and cookies.
Oh my god!
Santa's milk and cookies is my
just the
favorite.
Name.
Oh, naming yeah. them was my favorite part.
Yeah, she's a whiz when it comes to like wording and naming the cocktails. Mm-hmm. My personal favorite is one called the Mean One. It's like a green inspired.
Oh,
like
I saw Grinch. That. I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a Grinch inspired cocktail. It's basically kind of like a classic margarita, right?
Yeah.
But we called it the Mean One, and it's amazing. That's nice. And I love it, and I think about it every day.
So good. Another one that's one of my favorites, which is also super pink, super fun, is the Boozy Eggnog. It's a pink colored eggnog with a whipped cream on top, cinnamon. Like, it's just so, like, everything. It's like a classic. Like, I'm very, like, classic when it comes to, like, Christmas things and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, eggnog, coquito, all that stuff. Just, it always hits every time. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like right in the middle of, like, coquito and eggnog, I would say. That's, like, the taste it kind of does. So it does justice because it's kind of like those two cultures. And that's, like, our own twist on it. So I really, really like the Boozy Eggnog, one of my favorites.
Where's the bartender at?
Right? And then we have Rosie's Pink Nose, which is an homage to our mascot, Rosie the Pink Nose Reindeer.
I love it.
Yes, we have a little story behind Rosie, and our menus are actually designed as a storybook with Rosie's, like, story, with her storyline and how she came about and how she essentially is the reason we have Pink Wonderland. And so we have a prickly pear margarita inspired by her. Yes. So
that one's also so good.
So
I think that's my second favorite.
Yeah, that was so good.
My God, so why good. Is it like, what is it, like 3 p.m. right now?
I know.
Right.
The bartender here.
It is happy hour somewhere. Right. And then we have a few, you know, classic takes. We have a peppermint espresso martini, which is,
You're elevating.
Can I curse on you?
Yeah.
I am a whore for espresso martini. That is the one. And then we have one thing we wanted to create a drink to cater, you know, to the boyfriends and the guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we have like a twist on an old fashioned espresso martini, and it's like if they had a baby, and it's one, and it's so good. It's like the manly
drink. That's a man's drink.
Comes with like a little piece of chocolate on it too.
Oh, that one's the like old Saint Nick.
Like, this is fantastic.
Yeah, my husband right. loved that.
Yeah.
And we have to keep them in mind.
Yeah. Yes. So, but that is definitely, honestly, the drinks are all so good. Like, you're gonna want to come back and try every single one of them. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
I mean, we do have a cocktail workshop we're working on, right?
I saw that.
So that's also something to definitely consider with your girlfriends, your boyfriends, whoever.
Your girls.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Yeah, we're very excited about that.
So dope. Yeah, you get like a class with one of our mixology experts, and then they teach you how to make two of our cocktails, and they give you some knowledge on the backstories of the cocktails, of the liquor, all that stuff. It's super dope. We're almost there. Finishing touches.
Yes.
Is there anything else that you want to share about Pink Wonderland that we have not hit on yet?
There's so much going on. We have a lot of theme nights that we're working on too. Sundays especially is super, super important because that's our family days. A lot of people are asking, is it all ages?
We were talking about it when we walked in.
Yeah, is it all ages? Can we bring our kids? Family days are going to be Sundays.
Okay.
So definitely want to keep that in mind. Bring in the kiddies. We're going to have Pink Santa. We're working on bringing a whole bunch of other characters too, so you can take pictures.
And family Sundays, 12 to 5 p.m.
12 to 5.
So cute.
Family days. We're going to have some other theme nights as well that we'll be posting on our social, so make sure you guys keep an eye out for that. We're going to have DJs on the weekends. It's going to be full-blown awesome in here. It's going to be a party.
It's going to be a big pink Christmas party.
And it's like, just 1 month, so.
I know, this is crazy.
It's 1 month. Yeah. So much work just for the month of December, so make sure you guys come and check it out.
Yes.
As much as you can, because after December, we're gone.
Yeah, so tell everyone, like, the handle and then website and then, like, dates/how they can book.
Our handles on all social media platforms right now. We're on Instagram and TikTok, and they are @apinkwonderland. So make sure you guys check us out on TikTok and Instagram. We have two locations, one in Chicago and one in New York City. And then our website is apinkchristmasbar.com.
That's what I was double checking.
pinkchristmasbar.com. And you can find info for both locations on that website.
Awesome. Yay. Well, we are going to go walk around and take all of the pink content. But to both of you a very merry Pinkmas.
Yes.
And thank you for what you're doing for the Chicago scene. Oh, I feel like this was needed.
Yeah, for sure. So. As like DJs, we always like we're always thinking of what's new that people can experience. Because if anybody does the same thing all the time, it's us. So we're used to like, we're used to the same thing all the time. So we always are thinking outside the box of like. What can we have that's new and refreshing for people to experience?
Yeah, this definitely is that. Well, thank you again.
Of course, thank you guys for
having us.
Thank
you guys for having us.
Thanks for listening to Sip With Me with Ioana and Aaron. If you like our show and want to know more, check out our website, sipwithme.org. There you can find our themed cocktail book, as well as other exciting Sip With Me content.
And if you love our podcast, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts and follow our podcasting adventures on Instagram @sipwithme_.